Hey guys, so I'm a little late with this one. I apologize. I meant to have this recorded and up like a few days ago, but I've been on the road and it's just kind of been crazy. So yeah, I'm sorry that this is up a little later than I wanted it to be. Anyway, here we go. Raccoon Spoon commented, "I am a raccoon." You know what? I figured. Also, you have a raccoon as your profile picture, so that also gave it away a little bit. Devont Hall commented on Girl Next Door Spends the Night During Thunderstorm and said, "Am I having the trippiest exhaustion-induced auditory hallucination in existence, or does that voice sound freakishly similar to Mindy Kaling?" Mindy Kaling, oh my gosh. You know, I haven't ever been told that before, but while watching The Office, I remember thinking at one point, like, wait a minute, does my voice kind of sound like her? Ryden Cahill commented, "Are we ever going to get more of the actor roleplay?" Yes, that's the plan. I do have a part 3 planned. Kiko Returta commented, "Pff, AirPods are for losers. Galaxy Buds is where it's at. Joking, I own neither. I can imagine losing both easily. They'd probably fall out somehow while I'm asleep because I move around in my sleep. I'm one of those weirdos who still uses wired earbuds because I'm too lazy to charge wireless ones. Another amazing and comfy audio glow. Can't wait for the next one." Thank you. And don't worry, I'm one of those people too. I use wired earbuds. Zrenaz4 commented, "Commenting to possibly hear this on Patreon. Shameless plug." You are hearing it now. So it was a success. Thank you for commenting. Keeney Meyer commented, "Wait, this is not a part 2 of Popular Girl Asks You for a Favor." I'm sorry. I did not have a part 2 planned for that audio. I know it seemed like I did, though. I apologize. But you know what? It's not completely out of the question that I will make a part 2 to that at some point. Actually, one of you was kind enough to write me a script for a part 2 of that, which admittedly makes it a lot easier because writing scripts for stuff takes up like the most time. In comparison to recording it and editing it. So, there is a chance that I will record that. I'm not sure. Hakan commented, "I would like something in the atmosphere of fantasy, something like D&D. Or what you did with A Knight and Prisoner was great." Thank you. I do want to make, my voice is going out. I do want to make more fantasy stuff at some point, so I have a little more, I guess, variety on my channel. I'm not very good at writing fantasy, though, so that's kind of a struggle. I guess that's the only thing preventing me. But I do have quite a few fantasy script ideas saved in a document, so, you know, I'm sure at some point I will flesh those out into scripts. Norman commented on Pirate Girl Rescues You and Welcomes You Aboard Her Ship and said, "Apparently one of my ancestors was a pirate." Really? Are you lying to me? Are you serious? That is so cool, and I am so jealous. Caroline Jane Evermore commented on Your New Neighbor Isn't As Annoying As You Thought and said, wait, let me guess. Pollock is a Jackson's chameleon. You know what? I had it in my head that he was a bearded dragon lizard, but a Jackson's chameleon is perfect. So let's pretend it's a Jackson's chameleon instead. Eumenox commented, Wonderful audio. Honestly, I'm glad that it's not a Strangers to Lovers audio and has this open end. Have a nice week. Thank you. You know what, for that one, I'm glad you said that because I'm kind of getting a little sick of all of my audios ending in a kiss. Like, I feel like I kind of want to make them a little more realistic than that, where people don't fall in love in a 10-minute period. So, thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate it. Gray Monahan commented on Pirate Girl rescues you and welcomes you aboard her ship and said, I know that you've privated a few, but you're not going to delete this one, right? It's yet another 10 out of 10. I'd love another fantasy slash historical audio someday, partly just because I'd love to hear you try to do an English accent. I'm never ever doing an English accent. I'm sorry, but I will potentially, or I will definitely, do some fantasy audios, at some point. And no, don't worry, I'm not privating the Pirate Girl audio. Saber commented, and are you going to be remaking all the old videos you've removed or just a couple? Not all of them, but probably like half, I'm not sure. I haven't really decided yet. Mr. Animus commented on Flirty Vampire's Return and said, please, 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 please make more of this vampire storyline. Like a chapter 2, please. I've re-listened to this over and over and it made me cry. I need a chapter 2. What happens to the listener and the vampires next? Please tell me. You're so sweet. You know what? I kind of feel like their story is concluded though. I kind of feel like there's nothing really left to say. So I'm really sorry. I think that part 8 is the end. But I love that you would like more parts to it. You're really, really sweet, and I appreciate it. Sarah commented, I love your voice so much. Also, do you read Colleen Hoover? Thank you so much. And I haven't yet. However, I have like at least 3 of her books on my to-read list. So soon, very soon, I will read those. Noble Ward commented on Meeting a Flirty Psycho Vampire and said, LOL, why'd she tie my shoes? I have no idea. That was really, really weird. I don't know why I put that in. Well, actually, yes, I do. I put that in because I wanted to kind of establish this, like, sort of off, kind of eerie vibe. It's just a little bit weird. She's a little crazy, and so I wanted like it to kind of be this like slow build up to her going full on psycho. So yeah, I just wanted kind of like a creepy vibe. Jaker Winning 56 commented, "Do you have an Instagram or Twitter?" I do not have a Twitter. I have an Instagram, for myself. I mean like a personal Instagram. I don't have an Instagram, for my channel. I don't really have any social media for my channel, unless you count like Discord, but, yeah, I get questions about that sometimes, and I don't know. I don't really like the idea of having a bunch of different platforms for my channel. I kind of like to keep the majority of everything in one place and just have, you know, YouTube, Patreon, and Discord. Any more than that, and I just kind of get overwhelmed, and it's like too much stuff to keep up with and too many places to like check notifications and make sure I'm posting, you know, it. So I don't know. I just prefer to keep it simple. Okay, I'm gonna end this here now. I love you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support and for listening to this. And I will see you soon. Bye.